The opinions expressed on the following program are those of the host and the guest and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.
Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. We
Good morning. This is Ron Ferris from Booper Productions.
And I'm Dan Lynch from Daniel's Video Productions. Sorry about that.
Okay. Today is Tuesday, May 10th, 2011. And this is Volume 1, Chapter...
I'm going to say 11.
All right, Dan. All right. You're keeping up. I'm proud of you.
See, I miss a week. I forget what to do, what to say.
There we go. And this is the Wedding Tips Radio Show. And you're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM, or you can hear us online at 1110WCCMAM.com. And if you're shy, you can email us your question.
What was that? If you're what?
If you're shy.
That's very original, Ron.
I know. I keep hearing that. That keeps coming up around.
I've never heard anybody else say it before.
Really? Oh, okay. You can email us the tips at boopa.com. We have some guests today. Did
yes,
tell us
we do.
Our guests are today.
Oh, you know what? I told the lady downstairs. What's the girl's name who lets everybody in?
Wendy.
Wendy. Okay, if it's Wendy. I don't know. But I told her, I told these two guys to be careful because we just push a button and she'll have the cops here in
yeah,
no time.
Thank you. Right.
Okay, so what I have a couple of gentlemen. One is a groom. The other one is his best man.
Oh.
The groom is Sean Pimentel. Where are you from, Sean?
From Billerica, Massachusetts.
From Billerica, Mass. And you were recently married when?
October 15th.
Of 2010.
2010, yep.
And to my left is his best man. What's your first name?
Brian.
Brian Snork.
Snork, that's right. Before Jersey Shore, I was original. It's me.
The wow. Original Brian Snork.
Why is there Brian Snork on...
There's a Snooky.
Snooky.
Really?
Oh, no.
The girl's nickname.
No, this guy is an orange. He can't be a Snooky. No,
now, what nationality is that?
Norwegian.
Norwegian. Okay.
Do.
So, today we will be discussing a groom and best man's view of a wedding. Of course, we'll be supplying wedding tips. That's the name of the show, the Wedding Tips Radio Show. You can call in to us at 978-687-8005. Toll free, it's 877-687-8005. Remember, you can always email us at tips@boopa.com. We will answer your question on the air. If we can't answer your question this week, we will have an answer for you next week. And remember, you can always listen to any of our shows online at our podcast at boopa.com/blog. You can visit our Wedding Tips and Resources blog. You can also follow it to our Wedding Tips radio show and listen to our podcast. All of our shows are on the air.
Yes.
And if you'd like to advertise on the Wedding Tips radio show, just give us a call at 1-800-882-2723. And see how reasonable it is to advertise on our show. So, Dan, tell us.
What? You know what? I thought it would be interesting to get a groom in here to maybe discuss what he went through to plan his wedding with his wife, if he even had anything to do with the planning. He might have just gone along for the ride, you know, because I'm not sure. But I'd like to know, you know, like, first of all, how do you meet your best man? Did you grow up with him?
Yeah, I met my best man back in, the third grade, Brian?
Yeah, about that.
Third grade.
Yep.
How did it start? One of you guys get in a fight or something?
We just met each other through school. We went to the same school. But
you never picked on each other first?
We started to beat up on each other.
Did you beat him up?
Yeah, me and my buddy beat him up once when we were younger. And then now we became good friends after that. It was like a... It's like a gang initiation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you gotta beat him up, then he's a good guy, so we let him in.
Yeah, the reason I ask is that's how it happened with me and a few of my friends. Although not you, Ron. We've always been tight.
If you survive.
Well, no, I shouldn't say that. I remember that first time I said hi to you and you just gave me that cold stare and kept walking.
Yeah, that was it, Dan. I should have just kept walking. And a few years later, I turned back and there you were.
He still tried to keep walking, but...
I'm sorry. I didn't even wave. I just punched him.
Really?
Went from that.
Wow.
Okay, so now what... I assume you have a lot of friends.
I have like 3 or 4.
So why Snooki? Why Snooki? Because you've known him the longest?
Yeah, or? I had 3 best men. And we kind of went with, we had a big,
really?
We had a big bridal party. I had 9 groomsmen all together. She had 8 bridesmaids.
Ron, you ever hear that? 3 best men?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what did they, like, pass the ring to each other before getting it to you?
No, my older brother held on to the ring because he was my family, but... It came down to tough because being at a such young age, it's kind of tough to decide which friend does more for you, which friend's been there for more longer time. So it was between 2 of my friends and my brother, my older brother, Johnny. So.
Oh, had I known that, I would have had all the best men here.
There wasn't enough room.
Did Snooki play an important part?
Had a good speech.
Yeah, he did good speech.
Did they all do a speech?
Yeah, they all did a speech. My brother's wasn't. And he wasn't expecting to do one.
I made his brother do one.
But he snuck
in. I gave him the microphone. I go, here you go.
He did pretty good.
Okay, so now, how did you meet your bride?
I met my bride in high school.
What's her name?
Crystal Skelton.
Crystal, okay.
Yep.
And you met her, what, senior year, freshman year?
I met her sophomore year, actually. It was kind of ironic because I played football all my life, and she cheerleaded all her life. And it just didn't work out as far as that year, so we both actually had quit the teams.
So you were standing on the sidelines looking over at the cheerleaders instead of concentrating on the game. Right, Ron?
Sounds like it's something that most guys do.
You didn't quit.
No,
they benched you basically because your head wasn't in the game.
No.
Couldn't hear.
The head was always in the game.
All right.
But we both had actually quit, and we were up in the gym one day, and that's where we started talking. And actually, me and Snook was there with me the first day I met her. We started personal training her.
That's right. So
really?
We were helping.
We didn't
her.
Know what we're talking about. Well, yeah, that's. Yeah.
Personal training, huh? Yeah. Is that what you guys called it?
Yeah, she was cheating all the time anyways, come to find out. She was, cutting a couple of reps here and there, but
she's too busy looking at him. Not me. Obviously, I'm not married to her. She wasn't even looking at me.
She's too short.
Yeah,
you got a girlfriend?
I do.
All right.
Been with her 5 years.
You're a good-looking guy.
I know, yeah. Of course.
But
that's why I'm on it.
Ron, what do you think? No comment?
No comment at this point. No, you're doing all right, Dan. I mean, you're drawing stuff out from these guys that they probably don't want to discuss on radio. But
and a forever podcast.
Yeah, hopefully, forever. Yes.
That's
yes.
A life.
Okay, so you met her in high school, and then you just got to know her pretty good?
Yeah, ever since then, we've actually been together. We've been going out steady since then. And we actually had my son.
All right. Nice. And
28 months old right now.
Okay, so the wedding itself, when did you pop the question to her? Or did she pop it to you?
No. I popped it to her. I actually had the courage to. I popped it to her one night when I came home after wrestling practice, because I was coaching wrestling.
It was hammered.
Did you talk to Snooki about it beforehand, ask him what he thought about it?
No, I talked to him a couple times about it, but not so much telling him when I was going to do it or if I was actually going to do it, just kind of getting ideas.
Right.
I kind of poked around for a little bit with my parents and stuff, and so then I just asked her. I didn't... her father's not around, so I didn't ask. Have to run it by him first.
Right.
So it's kind of more so just on my own, and we were living together at the time. So,
Hey, you're doing pretty good, by the way. I was kidding with him, but I seriously thought, Snooki, I needed you here because I thought when I'd ask Sean questions, I'd be getting like one syllable answers.
He's a shy guy.
He is a shy guy, but he's pretty comfortable with this.
Oh, we're getting there.
Yeah. Well, because you're comfortable talking to me anyway.
Of course.
He's a grower, not a shower.
You bring out the best in everyone.
I guess so. Sometimes Ron, what are you laughing at?
Who's he? What'd he say? You bring out the best in everyone?
Well, yeah.
Sometimes. His eyes,
Oh.
Thanks, Sean.
Maybe you should be a psychologist or something. I mean,
you know what? I bet I'd be good at that, but I'm not a good listener.
That's true.
He certainly likes to talk, though.
I love talking.
Dan?
You should have been a politician.
Dan loves to talk? I would never know that. My goodness.
Here we go.
New every day.
Bruce, you listening to this abuse?
That's all right.
I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone.
A golden airing classic.
Oh, there it is. Golden airing. Oh,
in fact, and now that you brought that up, let me interrupt for a second. I did bring, if we can find time later, a song that I would love Bruce to play. Is that possible, Bruce? Can you play a song?
Anything you say. Can't play golden airing on the station.
Oh, here we go.
Forbidden.
Here we go. And what about like the first minute?
It's an ordinance from the city of
the
Thorn.
The reason, I have a reason, but we'll continue with these guys, and I'll tell you what my reason for playing this particular song is.
Okay.
Where were we? Oh, we got a phone call, I believe. We don't.
Oh, it's a fake.
I was going to say this probably coming in from overseas.
Oh, is that what it was? Wait a minute, that wasn't funny.
Someone's listening on the web.
Oh, we do have a phone call.
Yes, caller, go right ahead.
Is that a question for the groom?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, actually, he said he picked one person, Schnuck.
Yeah.
How high was it to pick him over maybe two or three other guys that he could have picked?
It wasn't that hard. He's always been there for me. He's always been a great guy. You kind of look for how much he does for you and how long he's been there for you and what he's willing to do for you. You know what I mean? So that's kind of what helps in the selection process.
Why do you ask, Carl? Are you struggling trying to pick a best man for your wedding? Or
No. I've been married for years. I just
you think
curious.
It's... Oh, really? You got any more questions for these guys? That was a good question.
No.
Nothing?
You good? You happy with that answer?
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
He'll be able to sleep tonight.
You're hoping that we're offering a prize for the first caller, but we have nothing today, so...
Actually, I do have another question. How old is he, Sean?
I'm 21 years old.
21?
Yeah, 21.
You don't feel that's kind of young being married at 21, this day and age?
At first you feel like a little bit, at times, but I'm mature. You know, I got a son, a good job, so we live on our own. We've been on our own since we're 18. We've been living on our own. Both of our parents are there for us, but we just like being out on our own. We're pretty self-supportive.
So might as well be married.
Yep.
That's sure.
So that's the only thing that was just the last name, you know.
Why, Carla, how old are you?
Yeah.
45. Hey, can I give a shout out if I hang up?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to show them my best friend, Linda Delkey.
Delkey?
Linda Delkey?
Linda?
Who?
No.
His best
he lives
friend,
in
Delkey.
Oh, your best friend, Delkey.
Oh.
That's my home city.
I know a Delkey.
There you go.
Richard.
I'll talk to you guys.
Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
You knew it was him, right?
Yeah.
How can you not know that voice?
Yeah, it's a giveaway.
I'm surprised he asked good questions. I was really expecting him to be a wise guy.
No, you know, he did have two really good questions, especially the second one. Because the second one, a lot of people ask me, you know, why being married so early.
Right.
Especially with divorces, the way it's going these days. You know, they're saying a lot of marriages, I heard one number say 50% of marriages nowadays end up in divorce.
Yeah. That's why I'll never get married.
So it's pretty...
Not listening.
Everyone was warning me to go the opposite way, you know, not to get married yet. And there I go running right in.
Yeah, but you're a pretty smooth guy, and I'm sure you're going to do all right. You know,
take it
a day at a time.
I was the one that got lucky.
Am I turning into a counselor now, Ron?
I hope not. I really hope not, because we want this kid to stay married.
Yeah,
okay.
But just don't listen to his advice sometimes.
Okay, so who did most of the planning for the wedding?
Yeah, actually, she did a lot of the planning, her and her bridesmaids, but I helped.
Snook, were you involved in any of the planning?
Well, we were living together. You were living together?
Who?
Yeah,
him and the bride.
Him and the bride. Yep.
Him and the bride.
All of us. It was him, his fiance at the time, my girlfriend and his son. All we had an apartment in Tewksbury.
No kidding.
No.
Unfortunately.
So when he said he was gonna move on to get married, did you like cry at first?
Yeah. I was like, what happened to the bachelor pad? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
He totally screwed me over.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah. All right. So, but you were good with it.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah.
I approved.
Are you happy for them?
Yeah. Of course.
Okay.
My best friend.
Well, you know, it's funny because. That you brought that up, because they were on our on our wedding tips blog, there is a thing about men's wedding tips.
Uh-huh.
And about most males are in flux about their wedding.
What does in flux mean, Snook?
In flux, it's the flux you put on the pipes when you
Oh, yes.
Before you saw it.
Yeah, that's right.
In flux means they're kind of like up in the air, Dan, you know.
But you get different flavored ones, too. Didn't they have like a nice scented one to
breathing in?
An orange. I think there was like an orange.
Are you still talking about flux or talking about something else?
I'm sorry. I digressed. Move on, Ronnie.
That's okay.
Next.
Because most, for women, their wedding time is, you know, something, we've talked about this, they've been planning for their entire life. Mm-hmm. Guys, they anticipate it, but not so much as their fiancé. So
it's the bachelor party anyways.
Yeah. So there's a large power equilibrium that must be balanced so that the guys can take some pleasure in their wedding as much as feasible. And I think we've discussed this, too, that, you know, how much does the guy get involved?
Some guys get very much involved. Others,
just sit back and...
Because the bride knows what she wants and, you know.
Yeah. Well, one of the tips is set up a budget beforehand. You know, everyone is apprehensive about how much debt they're going to get into about their wedding. And so if you're working together on that, that's a good way to help you maintain an awesome relationship. It makes it stronger.
Sure.
So that even after you're married, you've worked together before on planning a budget and spending money together. So it does help as you're moving through your life, as working together as a partnership is essentially is what a marriage is.
Hang on just a second. Snook, don't play with that microphone like that. You're going to break something. So just...
Because my eyes are so big, you're just scared that I'm going to break it.
Okay. All right. Don't touch chicks.
I pick them up and then put them down.
Yeah. Go ahead, Ron.
And it says here also, know when to provide help and not harass. You know, some women have the dream concept of their wedding, but you should always throw in some assistance. Do it at least once a week, at least say something that is contributing to the planning of the wedding. Just show her that you're still involved and that you have some say in this wedding. Knowing that you are still her fiancé is huge, and you do not want to worry that the wedding is going to impact the future of your bond together. So plan it together, give her advice, and at least once a week, let her know that you're interested in the wedding.
Right.
You're listening to the Wedding Tips Radio Show. If you have any questions for our groom or our best man or Dan or myself, you can reach us at 978-687-8005. Toll free, it's 877-687-8005. If you're shy, email us at tips@bupa.com. You're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM. And yes, Dan, go right ahead.
Why don't we go to a commercial? Because I do have a couple more things I do want to talk to them about.
Okay, we can go to a
commercial. Does that sound good, Bruce? You ready to key us up?
Anything you say.
Excellent.
All right, we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Come on in, people.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. We are really
you want your wedding day to be perfect and unique, a reflection of who you are as individuals and as a couple. You want your honeymoon to be just as unique. At Playtime Vacations, we want to help make sure your honeymoon will be everything you're hoping for and more. Our experienced staff is waiting to hear from you, ready to help create the honeymoon of your dreams. Give us a call at 603-275-2350 or visit us online at www.playtimevacations.net. And let's start planning together. Playtime Vacations. Get out and play.
Need a video shot of your special event? Look no further than Daniel's Video Productions. We specialize in wedding videos, music videos, or any video you might require to tell your story. Now capturing in high definition and burning onto Blu-ray or standard DVDs. From wedding vows to electric guitars, Daniel's Video Productions will capture the sights and sounds to last a lifetime. Don't trust your video to just anyone. Visit us at www.danielsvideo.com or call us at 978-590-4273. Daniel's Video Productions, making memories to last a lifetime.
Natasha's Bridal is all about you. Beginning with your gown, we'll help you create your entire look, from chic accessories to bridal lingerie. Visit our intimate and charming boutique, where you'll find the latest in bridal fashions and formal wear, from sleek and modern to graceful and feminine. Sumptuous fabrics, unique details, timeless elegance, all from top designers. Come prepared to be pampered with outstanding service and personal attention. Make Natasha's Bridal in Methuen your first step down the aisle.
Hi, this is Ron Ferris from Bupa Productions. If you're a wedding vendor, why not become a sponsor on the Wedding Tips radio show? Your ad is not only played on our show, but it becomes part of our podcast. What this means for you is an ad that continues to generate exposure. Most ads are a one-time investment that you hope gets seen or heard. With our podcast, your ad continues to be heard on the internet, and we also place your information on our website under Wedding Vendors. Give us a call at 1-800-882-2723 or email us at info@bupa.com, and we will show you how reasonable our advertising is. You can hear all of our shows at www.bupa.com. Bupa Productions is one of the finest disc jockey services with a commitment to help you plan your music for your wedding. We understand that a wedding is one of the most memorable occasions for couples, and we are dedicated to making sure that yours is just the way that you want it. We are not an agency, but a family-run business. Personalized service is essential to ensuring that your wedding will be exactly the way you want it. That is why we meet with you before your wedding and discuss all of your special song selections, announcements, and introductions. On the day of your wedding, we take requests from your guest and any other requests that you may have. It is our goal to provide you with the best possible experience on your special day. Visit our website at www.bupa.com or call us at 1-800-882-2723 and let us answer your questions. It's your wedding, and we don't forget that.
Going to the chapel, and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel, and we're gonna...
And we're back. This is the Wedding Tips Radio Show. You're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM. You can call us at 978-687-8005, toll-free 877-687-8005, or email us at tips@bupa.com, and we will answer your question on the air.
Okay, and I have we have the two guests here, the groom, Sean Pimentel, one of his best men, Brian Snook, and we are discussing Sean's wedding. And now, where did you have the ceremony and everything? Was at Castleton, you told me earlier?
Yeah, the ceremony and the reception both took place at the Castleton in Windham, New Hampshire.
How do you like it there?
Awesome. Yeah. They did a great job accommodating for everything beforehand, the day of, letting us get in there a little bit before so everyone can get set up, and also as far as afterwards.
And your wife took care of all this stuff, too?
Yep, she did. We both did a lot of planning for it, though, because my wife, she kind of gets a little indecisive at times.
Right.
And especially with something so big, she was kind of scared that she didn't want other people to knock her if she, you know what I mean, if she went with this food selection versus that food selection. So we both did a lot of the planning, but she did probably a little more than me.
You have a good time at the wedding, Snooki?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Didn't I tell you to stop touching that thing?
I can't help it. It's
yeah, you had a good time.
What, you going to go blind if he keeps touching that?
That's what my mom told me.
these guys are in shape. Look at them.
Oh,
no,
I'm telling you. They look like two animals.
Every day? Really?
Yeah.
They're like two nice kids you'll meet.
Mom, I mean, who?
All right, and you were telling me too. Now I've seen it a few times about what the mothers do, where they used to light the candles.
Yeah, instead of a candle ceremony that I think most people use, we did a sand ceremony, which is something that a lot of people are starting to do nowadays.
And that's, what do they take off their sandals and go running on the beach over at Castleton?
They could do that. They could do that.
But that's not what we're talking about.
No.
Snooki, did you take off your shoes?
Skinny dipping, yeah, after, but that was way after.
Okay.
No, it's actually what we did is we had, my mom had a jar of blue sand and her mother had a jar of white sand. And what they do is they gradually pour, both sands into one unity jar.
Nice, nice.
So, yeah, represents, you know, two families becoming one.
Right, right. And where do you have that now?
We actually have that now. It's at my house. Me and my wife have it.
In his closet.
On top of the refrigerator?
Yeah, it's underneath some. Maybe I need the bed. I don't know.
No.
It's on top.
Next to his urn.
His dog?
Yeah, my frog.
he used to have a dog named Wolfie.
Okay, now, so now the reception.
Yep.
Everything went pretty smooth?
Everything went smooth.
This is the reason I really wanted you guys here, you know. It's the reception. This happens. I'm sure you guys had a great reception.
It was awesome.
I'm sure the wedding
was really
awesome and all that. Castleton's a beautiful place.
It is amazing.
You're a good guy. You're both good guys, you know. I mean, but sometimes things happen that are out of your control.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't even in the building when most of it took place, but it was about the wedding reception ended at 11. It went from 6 to 11, and a lot of drinking took place.
Ronnie, this is what you've been talking about over the course of the
that
show.
That extra hour.
The extra hour, the extra drinking.
Yep. Yes, extra drinks. Yep.
Bruce is there shaking his head.
Mm. Mm-hmm. 5 hours, Mom. Yeah. I mean, that's long.
Yeah, it was a long time.
But a good time.
With dinner, you know what I mean? Dinner took up a big portion. Speeches took up a big portion. But, I mean, obviously everyone was still over at the bar most of the time.
Right.
And, like I said, I'm only 21, so we're young kids. And I had a lot of young friends there, so.
Yeah. And that's what happens.
Yep, it was good. It was good up until about...
The last 15 minutes, it was right at the end. Almost everyone was gone anyways.
Yeah, basically about 10 minutes left, there was still people lingering around, some of the younger crowd, some of the younger parents that were there hanging out. But and that's when everything ended up breaking loose. I was out back, and I came around to a bunch of people fighting.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. There was a bunch of fist fights. There was some damage done to the Castleton.
Mm. Someone went through a wall.
Someone went through a wall.
Yeah,
was that Raffaello?
Yeah, that was Raff, a good friend of mine. Yeah.
He threw someone through the wall.
He got put through the wall.
It was him.
Yeah, he got put through the wall. It was a lot of damage. It's kind of sad to see because it wasn't so much. I was disappointed, but it meant more to my wife because, like he was saying earlier, for the tips, they plan this day all their life.
Right.
So to have this day planned all your life.
Yeah, and that's the last thing that happens.
Exactly.
You know what? I'm sure that little skip or whatever, as long as it wasn't your fault or her fault, things happen.
That was the best thing. That was the best thing is we were good. It was neither of us, and neither of us could have done anything different. You know, it wasn't...
Where was Snooki doing all this?
I don't know.
In the very beginning...
You didn't start it, did you?
No. But I was running around with no shirt on, throwing people at the door, trying to get everyone out of the place.
Breaking it up? Yeah.
All 4 feet of
them. Well, when it first happened, I was looking, because my girlfriend was pregnant at the time, so I wanted to make sure she was nowhere near where the fight was going on.
Good man.
And then after, I jumped in the middle and... try to break everything up.
Folks, if you could see this kid, he's like a little bull. I wouldn't want to mess with him, but you know what? He's got the heart of a teddy bear.
Yeah.
A heart of a lion.
Heart of a lion?
Like a stuffed animal lion. A tough one.
Like the lion from The Wizard of Oz, right?
Yeah.
The cowardly lion?
No, but I got carrots.
A forest?
That's right. You're the Timmy. You get no heart.
He's got hat.
He's got a little one. He's not ready for it to grow yet. He's like the Grinch.
Okay.
But for those of you listening on the internet, it's hot. This is New England. That's why you're hearing the funny heart expression, just so you know. It's a Boston accent.
Do you want to say anything else? No, I believe your wife is probably listening in right now, right?
Yes, she's supposed to.
Did you want to say hi to her?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to my wife and my son, Aiden, my wife, Crystal. Who I love very much, and my son too.
Nice. Snooki, you got somebody?
Yeah, my girlfriend Melissa and my two-month-year-old son Nathan.
Nice.
And
nice.
My buddy the Big Dog, if he's out there listening.
Yeah. Andy Richardson was probably going to listen,
too.
But he might be watching those Godzilla movies. You know he's a big Godzilla fan.
Yes, he's a very big Godzilla
fan. That's all he talks about.
I know. He told me that he was watching one other day, and his mom came in, and she caught him watching a Godzilla movie.
And he said he's embarrassed. Getting a little too big for this.
Yeah.
Awkward.
But anyway, okay, I'm going to move on, okay, guys? You're free to hang out and throw in any input you want for the next the rest of the show. Ron, you good with that?
I just want to put Godzilla's king of the monsters, isn't he?
No, he is the king.
King.
All right.
He's the biggest one.
I prefer King Kong, but...
I think he's bigger than King Kong, a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
So, did you want to go to your thing, or you want me to...
Yeah, why don't we? Well, here's the reason. Of course, you know that I do wedding videos. In fact, I was going to do Sean's wedding, and he backed out at the last minute, but I don't want to put you on the spot on the
No, that's
the,
fine. That's fine.
Because I can respect that.
Yeah.
Too expensive.
No, he actually was off.
I seen your work. Come on.
Yep.
The work is great.
Yeah, you do good work.
It was a great idea. We found out last minute, but...
Yeah, that's fine.
I definitely do recommend
it. But that would have been a good one.
It was awesome, especially with that. You do the HD.
Sounds like I missed out on something.
He's seen your work. Which video did you show him, Dan?
Let's get on with what
Billy
I was talking about.
Billy Mallon.
Did you have a release for that video that you showed him? Did anyone ever sign a release for that video that you showed him?
Isn't he a funny guy? I put up with this every week, and I keep coming back.
Yep, just like he did.
I love him. Ron, I love you.
Those, okay. It wasn't Kara's video, was it? Oh, it was.
Yes.
Oh!
Did you see the one online?
Which one?
On my Daniel's Video website, www.danielsvideo.com, you can go on there and check out like a sample video, and it's actually Ron's daughter who was married. And,
oh, wow. No, I actually haven't seen that.
Yeah, that was before I started shooting in HD, burning on the Blu-ray, at a very reasonable price.
Wow.
Great plug, Dan. Great plug.
But anyway...
Go ahead, here we go.
I did a wedding for some folks a while back, and, you know, they just ordered the standard package and all that, and I really had a good time at the wedding. They were a great couple, so... Some of the extras that I do is like a photo montage at the beginning where you can add photos, of course, play the music. Or at the end, I'll do like a recap video that shows all the stuff take place with a song playing. So they didn't request that, but I figured because being the nice guy that
you
I am.
You are a good guy.
Great work, cheap prices, and I usually throw in some extras. And I did that on this particular wedding, and I played a song by Golden Earring.
Oh, my goodness. You did?
Yes, I did.
Oh, Golden
Earring.
And
I'll tell you what, they love this tune. And what I'd like, Bruce, I got this song keyed up right now. Now, these guys ought to be mentioned. You can stop playing it, Bruce. They should be played in the same sentence as, like, The Who, Led Zeppelin.
Who? Who are they?
The Kinks, The Beatles, all these. Oh, let's listen to it.
Go to the trees. How much I love you. Go to the wind that climbs up the trees and makes the branches fall. How much I love you. Until a child young enough to understand. Tell a dog just by looking. Tell a house made of bricks. Tell a city turned to stone. How much I loved you.
Okay, now keep it playing, Bruce. Now you get a picture. Now I have all these like memories of the wedding day going on, but who's doing that? Lucky.
I'm sorry, I fell asleep.
Well, you see, you got no romance. No, Ron, no.
No, Dan, I think it's very nice.
Yeah, all right, Bruce, you can fade that out. You can fade that out.
I didn't know these guys spoke English, though.
Well, they do speak Dutch. The bass player, very rough English. But the guitarist and the singer, very good. Actually, the guitarist was singing right there.
So they're like...
George Clemens.
So they're like ABBA. ABBA can't speak English, but they can sing English.
No, they can speak English.
Rammstein.
ABBA can't speak English?
No, there's a few groups that can't speak English, but they
well,
can
why
sing.
Why deal with that?
Because you're going to make money. Why do they do anything?
Well, they're not around now.
Who?
Maybe they'd be big if they were singing in their language.
ABBA?
They changed up the music, but
that'd
be big, too.
Did I say ABBA?
No, it's ABBA, 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 UBBA. Who cares?
Oh, man, Sean, I'm sorry. Wake up. Wake up.
You love me to sleep on that.
Come on, that's
well,
a nice sign.
Where's the breakfast buffet you promised us for coming in?
I think
that's what I'm waiting for.
I think that was before.
The couple actually thought it was a great song. They inquired about who the band was and all that, and they're like, who?
Sean didn't play that song in his way.
Bruce, I know you're trying to slip that CD into your briefcase. I'll take that back before the end of the show.
Right over here.
Thank you.
Take it.
You can just snap it in half, and you both can keep a half. This way nobody can play.
Awesome.
Callers, nice, if you would like to call in and give your input.
Oh, sure. Yeah, call in for especially all you Golden Airing fans. Please call in and support your band, Golden Airing. Let's see how many calls we get for the Golden Airing fans that are in the Merrimack Valley. If you're listening to us online and you happen to be over in Holland, yeah, please call long distance.
Is he good or what?
I'm trying to show this.
Imagine if we went to a different format, the arguments him and I would have.
Oh,
right
yes.
Now, I'm trying to keep my calm. Don't make me jump over this table.
Hey,
now,
I had a promise that I wouldn't swear. You know what I mean?
Did I swear?
No, I'm saying I
you think
promise
I'm
you.
Right on the edge.
You wouldn't let me in here.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
we'll have the beep going on. Just so you know, Dan used to have a radio show, Golden Airing Radio, on the web.
That's
correct. Every week he used to put a show together with facts and figures about Golden Airing.
All right, it's not. Quit touching that.
I think we may keep him every week.
Yeah,
great
he is.
Sound effects.
The sound effects sound great. When I first heard the first one while it was playing, I'm like looking over at Bruce saying, what's he doing over there?
Sleeping.
He's taking a nap.
He's like the guy from Police Academy there.
So you're into, what are you into, the rap stuff?
No, I'm into everything. I listen.
Like what?
Everything. A little bit of country, but just don't tell anyone.
Honestly,
everything. I listen to rap. Hip hop, old raw rock. The AC/DC is one of my favorite bands.
You got a ton of Britney Spears CDs too.
No, I don't listen to any.
Madonna.
No, Madonna. Said AC/DC, some Aerosmith, and then Eminem.
Michael Jackson.
I like a little Michael.
Yeah,
I like a little Michael.
You do the moonwalk?
Yeah.
Do you?
I can't do the moonwalk.
Ronnie, can you do the moonwalk?
Too much muscle on my legs.
Do I do the moonwalk?
Yeah.
I'm lucky I can walk on Earth. You want me to walk on the moon? All right, let's see if we can get maybe this in where we have a few minutes. Let me just give you something that's legitimate for this show.
What do you say? These guys aren't legitimate?
No, not at all. These guys have been very good.
They have been very good.
Because
they're entertaining.
It's giving the I hope some of the women get some insight. I mean, as to what goes through a guy's mind while all this is going on. I mean, they definitely have given a side that. When we talk wedding tips, everybody thinks it's about the bride. And, you know, we talked that we wanted to have the other side, which is what we have here today, which I think is great. That,
yeah, we're the steak tips.
The dark side.
Yeah, there we go. But here's some Italian wedding traditions, okay? Getting engaged in Italy. In the past, Italian wedding engagements were usually orchestrated by the families of the bride and groom. Again, arranged marriages, right? Lineage was the most important, and if the bride's father had any doubts, negotiations could stop in their tracks. In some cases, a matchmaker sent a message, or a masiata, to the prospective bride's family of the man's hopes to marry.
Wash your mouth.
If her family found the groom's proposal acceptable, there would be wedding bells and a marriage. Diamond engagement rings have been popular with Italian brides since the 1400s.
No kidding.
Whatever happened to cereal box rings or crackerjack rings?
Oh, that's still
the average Joe.
It was certainly popular in my life, the ring.
Italians
help
have
out the wallet.
Italians have long held that diamonds are created by the flames of love. In medieval Italy, grooms even paid for their brides with precious stones.
Mm.
Now, see, that's something, because usually it's the other way. The groom would receive a dowry with the bride. So this one, they paid for them. They bought them. They still do that.
A lot of people around here, they pay for their brides because they're stoned.
Yeah.
Well,
you can buy one in Vegas with a credit card.
That's right. In preparation for her wedding day, the bride assembles a trousseau consisting of household items, clothing, and sometimes even her future husband's clothes to bring to the home of the groom. Her family provided her with a dowry, which I just said, of money and possibly domestic goods. Today, this custom continues in the form of the bridal shower. Traditions in Italy. In Veneto, it is customary for the Italian couple getting married to walk to the wedding chapel together. Now, that's different than here, because here you're not supposed to see the bride.
Right. I wonder where that started.
Well, the townsfolk place obstacles in the bride's path to see how she will react to domestic situations.
Such as, do you have a list of obstacles there?
If she picked up a broom, for example, she will keep a clean house. Hmm. If they put a child in her way and she stopped to help him, she will be a good mother. In some regions, the bride and groom must cut a log in half before they reach their wedding site, using a double-handed saw.
Nice.
A sweaty wedding, you know.
This demonstrates their partnership in love and marriage.
And they're in their... Nice. And they're all dressed up, ready to get married.
Right. With sawdust, yes.
Instead of rice, they throw the sawdust, you know.
Yeah. Tying a ribbon in front of the wedding chapel to symbolize the...
A what?
A ribbon.
A ribbon.
Silky ribbon.
Tying a ribbon in front of the wedding chapel to symbolize the bond between the couple... Getting married is another popular wedding custom in Italy. The actual... It sounds like Hell's Bells, huh? The actual wedding ceremony, the sposalizio, is officiated by a priest or civil authority. Old church traditions warns against marrying during Lent and Advent. And marriages also avoided in the months of May and August.
Hmm.
I never knew that. A lengthy celebration begins with a mass in the morning, and the dancing and feasting that follows may continue well into the wee hours of the morning.
Whoa.
They drink wine in the morning, so they get a good
feel for the day.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it takes a lot for them to get buzzed. They've been drinking all day.
Yeah,
I wonder how many fights are there.
Oh, boy.
Wow, good.
5 hours got me a bunch. I don't know what got them.
12 hours.
Now, here's some...
A divorce.
A quick wedding.
Now, here's some Italian folk. To ward off evil spirits, a groom in Italy may carry a piece of iron in his pocket. Oh, good thing nobody at your wedding was carrying iron in their pocket. The bride wears a veil to hide her face from jealous spirits.
Unless she's ugly.
Right, with. Tearing the veil is considered good luck. Sunday marriages are believed to be the luckiest. It is considered bad luck for a bride to wear any gold on the day she is married until wedding rings are exchanged.
Sorry, Sean.
Explains mine being on a Friday.
Symbolic foods for fertility and good luck are confetti, candy, covered with almonds tied in a mesh bag to toss at the couple and twist the fried dough powdered with sugar called Wanda or bow ties.
Sei d'alfio!
So how about some gourmet food? What do you think some gourmet food in Italian wedding receptions?
Some pizza, lasagna.
Lasagna.
Mm, okay, veal. For hundreds of years. See, sweet liquor and strong drinks are served to the guests the best man.
Yeah, buddy. Before
the dinner begins.
With him, it would stop at the best man.
We were buying rounds for everyone. Then they were buying rounds back.
Yeah.
I don't think he even ate.
Wow.
This gives the guests a chance to toast a happy couple with Per Sant'Anni, which means for 100 years. The menu at an Italian reception is nearly as important as the wedding itself. Guests may be served as many as 14 different courses. How many did you have, Dan?
Jeez, I don't
remember.
Hot dogs
and hamburgers, so that was two.
And Bud Light.
Oh, that's right, you were there.
Bud Light.
14 different courses with wine and other beverages. After dinner, the customary...
We definitely didn't have 14, I know that.
Multi-layered Italian wedding cake is served with espresso and coffee.
That's why they're up all night.
The sheer volume of
Mamma mia.
Reflects how highly anticipated and festive a typical wedding in Italy is.
It's a me, Mario.
Now, I was going to skip, but this is interesting. For the traditional Italian custom of buste, the bride will carry a satin bag, la borsa, in which guests place envelopes of money to defer the expenses of customarily lavish Italian weddings. Now, you in The Godfather, that was the thing. Remember when he said, $20,000 in small bills in the bag that she was holding? Remember the Italian bag?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Before the reception is over, the bride and groom usually break a glass. The number of pieces of shattered glass symbolize the years the happy couple will share together. At some weddings, a pair of white doves is released into the air, symbolizing the couple's love and happiness.
That's funny you said that they broke the glass, because Sean, someone actually broke a bottle over someone's head.
Wow. How many pieces were there?
There were about 5,000.
Yeah.
And what happened to him?
That's a lot of years in my
head.
No, he took a nap on the floor.
I've always feared that.
Well, like I said, you know, I've seen it happen. That extra hour always is the thing that throws it over the top, where people just start getting.
Now, you didn't go the extra hour, though, right? Or was it into
It was definitely the extra hour.
Oh, okay.
It was about 10:45, 10:50-ish, and everything broke out. Luckily, my grandparents, her grandparents were left because it was so late.
Yeah.
My parents were still there. And her mother had left with my son. She took my son out of there. So, but there was still about about 200 people there, and there was about 45, 50 people still left over.
You know what the problem is? It's you punks these days.
It's tough.
You know, it's you kids these days.
Yeah.
It's fun to do bad things.
Yeah.
No, just kidding.
Well, my father always told me nothing good happens after 10 o'clock. But you know what? What happens? Fun. It's always at the 10.
Yeah, yeah. I thought this guy was just about to slow you with a fire extinguisher. Spray.
We wind up on the podcast.
Oh, Dan. There we go.
I have to apologize for that statement I made a few weeks ago, because it was something that I was planning all through the time, how to say that I...
You like getting facials?
No, I like... I like when, you know, a woman has her hair up and it reveals the neck and all that. And I wanted to say it in a nice way, but when the photographer was there and talking about the veil, I just, like, jumped on it. And, you know, I didn't want to come across as an animal. So to all you women out there.
Go ahead, Dan.
I apologize.
You apologize for the neck remark?
But please, wear your hair up.
For the neck?
Yes.
For the photographer.
Wear your hair up.
For the videographer.
Not for Dan.
Well, the videographer.
Yes, we should do a videography show one of these days.
Three, two, one. Okay, yeah, go ahead, Dan.
And thank you for this moment to be able to apologize, and I welcome all your calls.
Bring on the calls.
Bring them in.
Yeah, send your letters care of Dan so we know. Plus, Dan, I just want to point out again, you weren't here last week. And
I know.
Getting calls. Where's Dan?
Come on.
Dan?
Stop it.
Ask Bruce.
You get a fan base.
Did it happen, Bruce?
Yeah.
Yep. Your fan club called.
Autographs.
Boys.
Females.
Females. Really? And you know what was funny? By the way they were talking, we could tell that their hair was up.
Wow.
Nice.
Because we could hear the
wind. No, I don't like haircut short revealing the neck. No, I like that ponytail look.
Ponytail.
How's my haircut look for you?
A ponytail at a wedding. So this must be a country western wedding.
Yeah.
I like the ponytail.
Yeah. I don't like girls with short hair, like a regular boy's haircut. I like the long hair, too.
Yeah, I like the long hair. But anyway, guys, this was a great show. I really appreciate you both coming in. It's better than I thought it was going to be, you know? I knew it was going to be good.
just before I go, I'd just like to thank my parents and her parents again, Christine Skelton, Ms. Crystal's mother, and my parents, Lisa and John Pimentel, for all the things they did for the wedding and planning and just for being there.
Yeah, nice.
Isn't he a classy kid?
Nice.
Very he really nice. Is.
Very good.
Mm. Yeah, lower class.
I can't believe you know him, Dan. I really can't.
They can't believe they know me either.
We met Dan at the gym.
Yes, yes.
Well, guys, I want to thank because this really was good.
He's sitting on the floor over there. Gotta get that chair up.
Wow, he's actually standing right now.
Well, guys, this was good. It's a different perspective, yeah. And appreciate it because everybody thinks this is just, you know, a show for women, and it really isn't. But this is the Wedding Tips Radio Show. You're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM. This is Ron Ferris
and Dan Lynch.
And our guest today,
Sean Pimentel,
Brian Snook.
We'll be back next week, next Tuesday, from 9 to 10, here on 1110 AM WCCF. Thanks for listening.
Bruce, I want that Golden Army disc back.
We'll see you next week.
Email him if you want us to come back, and we'll come back.
The opinions expressed on this program were those of the host and their guest and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.